This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
Which, it doesn't really come as a shock to me.
Doesn't it?
No, see, I, as a child, when I came out to my mother, she was really shocked. She thought that, you know, she was blaming
Which herself. Is ironic because you have the same taste in men.
I know.
Like age actually, and everything.
Actually do have the same taste in men. It's really awkward. But anyway, my mother was really shocked. She was, you know, as a lot of people, you know, parents would have gone through, they were sort of blaming themselves, thinking they'd done something wrong. When I was like, no, Mum.
You've done
Bert
something
and Ernie.
So right. You're blaming Bert and Ernie.
Yes.
And now you have proof to
now
back it
I
up.
Have proof.
Because,
yes.
Well, I mean, it's caused a bit of debacle, but a couple of days ago it was in the news. The writer, one of the early day writers of Sesame Street, said he was writing Bert and Ernie as gay.
As gay, yes.
As gay. But then the Frank Oz has said, no, Bert and Ernie aren't gay. So it's a big debacle. Are they in the closet? Are they not? They could be bi. We're fine. It's all fine.
They could be fine.
However you want to identify as a puppet, we respect it and are okay with it. But I love the kind of conversations that have come out of it because my theory is I'm completely cool if they're gay, but I don't think they're together because they sleep in separate beds.
Yes. Well,
I don't know a gay couple unless that one of them snores. Actually, I know plenty of gay couples where one snores and then good point. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, my ex had a very, very comfortable bed that he wouldn't let me sleep in with him sometimes because of my snoring. And so I was always kicked out onto the lounge, which was very upsetting.
I mean, I just kick them out of my house.
Yes.
That's the easiest solution.
Well, we live together, so it was a bit awkward.
A fickle.
But yeah. My mother did sort of accept the fact that, you know, Bert and Ernie are to blame for my homosexuality, obviously. And you know, she felt very calm with that until I said to her, but I'm blaming her for not making me a drag queen because it wouldn't have killed her to glam it up a little.
I don't think you could handle the corsets or the high heels if we're going to be really honest.
I can rock
There's
a
lot heels. Of shaving as well, and I don't think your body could handle that much hair removal.
No. Well, I mean, my mother can get away with it. I'm sure I take after my mother.
I just love the drama that Bert and Ernie being announced as gay or not gay has caused. Like, there's suddenly huge dramas involved in it. It just makes me laugh.
Yeah, it's sort of like when it was announced that Dumbledore was gay. And no one really was like, well, there's nothing that actually references it in the book. It's just like, oh.
There's one sentence, apparently.
Okay. But still, it just points out the fact it's like,
I mean,
you know
it's
what?
Not, and it's same thing with Bert and Ernie. It's not important to the narrative.
No,
like, they're, even in my mind, whether they're gay or not, I don't see them as a couple. I've never seen Bert and Ernie as a couple because Ernie's my type of guy, if I'm going to be honest. If I had to choose, would you choose Bert or Ernie?
Well, I always see myself as Ernie, so it's really creepy that I'm now your type of guy.
Hang on. Let me back this up. You are not my type of guy, Ash. I'm far too young for you. But Ernie has... If you had to choose between Bert and Ernie, who's going to choose Bert?
So this is a bit odd, but my first partner, Jeff, he actually reminded me a lot of Bert, I'm not going to lie. So, yeah, I guess based on that, I would probably choose Bert.
You would choose Bert, I would choose Ernie. This is going to be a great double date that we've got going on because whether they're gay or not, we salute you, Bert and Ernie. But if you are gay, I feel like you're in separate beds. You've lived together for so long, you know, that you're just two gay friends that live together. It's kind of like the Golden Girls type thing. And whether they're gay or not, it doesn't affect anything because they're still just having a good time with their rubber duckies and Bert's looking after his pigeons.
Why is
and
there
educating.
Not a Muppet Golden Girls?
There is a Muppet Golden Girls.
Oh, really?
It's in breach of copyright, but there totally is a Muppet Golden Girls. It was here in Melbourne a couple of years ago on at the GH, God rest its soul, and also just did the tours during Mardi Gras and everything, an actual Muppet Golden Girls. It was absolutely fantastic.
I need to go and see that.
You absolutely need to go and see it.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.